text, Hallmark Channel presents Crown Media Productions. Against a ceiling of blossoms, a woman in a surgical mask and goggles leans over with a dental mirror.
I thought we talked about flossing at your last visit.
Uh-huh.
A light-haired man.
I don't think so. One of these might have to come out.
Denise, would you mind calling Dr. Belling in here, please?
Yes, Dr. Hall, right away.
Oh, I hear you and Dr. Belling are getting married.
2 months from today.
How did you two meet?
We were childhood friends. We fell out of touch after high school, but then my first day of dental school, I walked into my oral pathology class, and sure enough, there he was. Some things are just meant to be.
So where are you two going on your honeymoon?
Honeymoon? We haven't actually talked about it. I think we've just been so busy that we haven't had time to plan anything.
My wife and I just took a 6-week tour through South America, hiking in the Andes, Machu Picchu, and we ziplined over the Inca Trail. I highly recommend it.
Sounds fun. Although I'm not sure that's something Dr. Belling and I would do. George doesn't really like roughing it outdoors.
Oh, well, it's just something you have to try once in your life. It's like I told my wife, you don't regret the things you do, you regret the things you don't do.
Like flossing.
A dark-haired man.
Denise! Thanks again for your work today with Mrs. Gibson's crown. It was outstanding.
Oh, thank you, Dr. Belling. That was a lot of fun.
It was, wasn't it?
Well, have a great time on your vacation.
Oh, it won't be a vacation.
No, I thought you were going to the island to visit Dr. Belling's family.
We are, but we are way too busy to think about having anything that even remotely resembles a vacation while we are there. Our engagement party is in a week, and we still have a lot of wedding planning left to do.
I'm sure it will go smoothly. You have been working on that wedding itinerary for months, Dr. Hall.
Thank you, Denise.
Dr. Hall and Belling leave the office.
Oh, George, I almost forgot to tell you. I changed something on the itinerary. I had to move our meeting with the florist to 10:15, which then bumped the cake tasting to 11:45. Is that okay with you?
Oh, it works for me.
Great. Oh, and one other thing. I bought your mother a lovely blanket for her birthday, cashmere, so we can give it to her at her party.
Right, for the surprise party.
Remember, only you, me, and your sister know, so don't tell anyone because we wouldn't want your mother finding out.
Of course. See you tomorrow.
He gives her a peck on the cheek. She gets in her car. A city skyline at night. Title, It Was Always You. An apartment with white curtains and flowers. Elizabeth packs a bag.
Oh, who's helping you plan everything on the island?
George's mom and sister. I think you met Diana and Louise once.
How is Louise?
She's excited for the wedding. She recently moved home.
How come?
Bad breakup. I think she just needed a change of scenery.
What about George's brother? Will he be at the party?
David? I have no idea. He's probably off traveling the world somewhere. He keeps sending George these postcards from faraway places, like hiking in Mozambique or a camel ride to the pyramids.
That sounds amazing.
Is he cute? I have no idea. I haven't seen him in years.
Imagine waking up every day to a new adventure. You ever think of something like that?
When I was younger. Actually, I used to dream about going to Europe. My parents tried to plan this trip once, and they couldn't decide where to go. And I didn't want to spend the whole vacation listening to them argue, so I just asked if I could stay home and spend the summer on the island with George, Louise, and David. That was a long time ago. Now I have my dental practice to worry about, and let's be honest, George really hates to go anywhere new.
The two women smile weakly and sip glasses of wine. Outside, George loads a car.
You can pack the extra phone charger?
Got it.
Aspirin.
Check.
So, Mr. Henry was telling me about this 6-week expedition he and his wife went on to South America.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm. They went hiking, ziplining. Actually sounded pretty amazing.
Hmm. Sounds exhausting.
Right. Well, I was thinking we might want to consider it for our honeymoon.
A 6-week honeymoon? What about our patients?
I'm sure we could find someone to cover for us.
Do you know how many people die every year on zip lines?
No.
Well, neither do I, but it's probably a lot.
She blinks and nods.
I'm sure you're right, George.
They get in the car and drive along a narrow road across bodies of water. They park in the parking lot of the Flying Otter Oyster Bar.
Thank you for
for stopping. I know it wasn't on the schedule.
We were almost at the house.
I know, George, but the house will still be there. Come on, it won't be long.
Patrons eat oysters from tier trays in the crowded restaurant.
Hey, folks, sit anywhere you want.
I think they only serve raw oysters here.
Ring the bell, pick a pie. 3 dozen oysters and your pie is on the house.
You know that oysters contain toxins, and toxins can cause gastroenteritis.
Yes, but key lime pie does not.
Hey, folks, what can I get for you?
Just a water with lemon for me, please.
I would like 1 slice of key lime pie, please.
Oh, you can't have any pie unless you finish a platter of oysters. House rules.
Oh. Well, what if I were to tell you that I have a shellfish allergy?
I would tell you that you might enjoy Burger Hut up the street.
Fine, I will have a glass of Chardonnay.
Fancy.
The waitress smirks and rings a big bell. The bartender joins her in patrons' cheer.
This place seems fun.
Waitress brings beers.
Hey, here's you.
No. I actually ordered a glass of Chardonnay.
We don't have that.
You don't have Chardonnay?
No.
And I am driving.
Okay, leave that there then. Knock yourselves out.
She leaves the check.
Can we leave now?
He winces at the noise and shakes his head. Elizabeth looks around woefully. They drive on through a green neighborhood with tall trees, through the gates of a large family home. They get out of the car and open the hatch full of suitcases. George looks at his phone.
It's the office. I better get this.
Oh, you'll be on the phone for hours. Come on, you're off the clock. I'm sure whatever it is, Denise can handle it.
What if it's an emergency?
Then she'll call Dr. Willis. George, please.
Fine.
He smiles and pockets his phone. They go into the spacious house.
Hey, Louise.
Hello.
Not gonna give your brother a hug, hello?
Not now, George. I have to find my keys. But I will give Elizabeth one.
Hi, Louise.
Hello, Mother.
Oh. Hi, Tilly.
Oh, there she is, my soon-to-be daughter-in-law.
Oh, it's so good to be here.
I'm so happy to have you both.
They've tried calling me twice now. I really should get this.
George.
2 minutes, I promise. This is Dr. Belling.
What's all this? Oh, Eugene dropped it off about a half an hour ago. It's for you. It's from some party store.
Oh, those must be the decorations for the engagement party. They weren't supposed to arrive until tomorrow. I have it right here in my list. Well, I guess we're ahead of schedule.
My. That is a very detailed list, Elizabeth. I don't think I've met anyone quite as organized as you.
Anna!
Where are you off to, Louise?
The airport to pick up David. David's coming home?
Yeah, well, word has it that he's, arriving early for the surprise birthday party. I'm not supposed to.
No.
Don't worry. No. I can act very surprised. I mean, don't forget. I was the star of many high school musicals in my day.
Oh, a surprise? For me?
Oh, you shouldn't have.
Oh, you're pretty good.
I know. I know, I miss my calling.
Nighttime. George and Elizabeth meet in the living room.
How's your room?
Oh, Mother has officially turned it into a museum. Wouldn't be surprised if she starts charging admission.
You think your house is like a museum? Don't you remember that horrible yellow wallpaper at my house across the street?
Vaguely remember.
I used to love coming over here.
She picks up a framed photo.
You all were so welcoming and kind. It was my escape. There was always something happening here. Including those scavenger hunts your mom used to throw for us.
Oh, those.
They were fun. Maybe we should do one this weekend.
Really? Elizabeth, we're adults now. Haven't we grown past all of that?
I suppose so.
She gazes out the window.
Oh, look at the treehouse your dad built. Peter was so handy.
A treehouse with fairy lights.
Still, it's amazing it's up.
She turns to George, who stares into space.
George?
right to talk about him.
George nods.
It still feels like he was just here yesterday. Just wish he could have lived long enough to see what I've done with my career.
He would have been so proud of you.
George smiles slightly and looks out at the treehouse. Daytime. Elizabeth comes into the kitchen where Louise arranges flowers.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm sorry I didn't get a chance to give you a proper hello yesterday. I was running around like crazy.
Oh, it's fine. How did everything go picking up David?
Oh, fine. You know, David, I picked him up at the airport, and the minute we drove over the bridge, he insisted on getting out and walking. He got up early and went into town this morning.
It's been so long since he's been home.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna stay for very long.
You don't think so?
You know, David, he's a wanderer, free spirit traveling the globe, looking for his next big adventure. Mm. I doubt that there's anything in Echo Beach that's gonna keep him here for very long.
Hmm.
Hello, Louise.
Hi, Eugene.
Elizabeth, great to see you back on the island.
Hi, Eugene.
Louise, that band I was telling you about, they're playing at the brewery this Sunday. Would you like to...
Sorry, Eugene, I'm just really busy.
Oh, well, right. Of course, if you change your mind...
Really busy, Eugene. Sorry.
Catch you later.
Thanks, see you tomorrow.
Bye, Eugene.
See you, Elizabeth.
He leaves letters and goes. Elizabeth nods suggestively at Louise.
What? What's that look for?
He likes you.
Don't be ridiculous. Eugene's a mailman. He likes everyone.
No, he likes you.
Please, Elizabeth, that ship has sailed for me.
Come on, Louise. You gotta give love another chance.
With Eugene?
Why not?
Because.
Because why?
Because I don't even know how much a first-class stamp costs, that's why.
That's your reason?
It's perfectly valid.
Have you ever stopped to think that Eugene McLean of the U.S. Postal Service might just be your soulmate? He could be the one who completes you.
Well, I think that a soulmate should be someone that inspires you to complete yourself.
Okay.
I gotta go pick up the ice cream for your mom's surprise party.
She is gonna be so surprised.
Yeah.
Thank you for doing that. You don't mind?
No, I love going into town. You never know who you'll run into.
Elizabeth strides into an artisan chocolate store. A bearded man smirks near the counter.
Hi, welcome.
Thank you.
What can I get you?
I would like 3 pints of vanilla, please, but one of the pints I'd like in 2 separate containers. In one of the containers, I would like 1/4, in the other container, I would like 3/4. Then I would like 2 pints of chocolate, but I want a 1/2 pint separated into 2 individual cups. Then I would like 3 pints of strawberry distributed the exact same way as the vanilla.
Right,
Okay, I've got a typed up list for you, if you like. Double space.
The bearded man.
What's your name, my friend?
I'm Ricky. What's up, bro?
Can I get a pint of the chocolate belly booster, please?
Yeah, gotcha, man.
Elizabeth blinks and forces a smile. She turns to the bearded man.
Hi, David.
Oh, hi, Elizabeth. How are you? Bring it in.
They hug.
It's okay. So, David Belling, back from his latest adventure.
Here I am.
And how does it feel to be home?
Feels good. Yeah. Amazing, actually. I'm really excited to catch up with everybody. Congratulations on the wedding. Very nice to hear about you and George.
Thank you very much.
I gotta know. How did old Georgie pop the question?
Oh, well, we were sitting in the break room at the office and we looked at each other and thought, we get along great, we're very similar, our practice is thriving. It just seemed like the most logical time to do it.
Sensible.
Exactly. Thank you, David, for understanding.
Of course.
After all, life doesn't need to be a romance novel.
No. Who needs romance?
So, how long do you intend to be home?
Not very long. I've been teaching at a school in Mumbai, and I promised my students I'd be back soon, so probably right after the engagement party.
Well, you will be missed.
That's a very nice thing to say.
Hey, so it's going to be $37.95 for the pints.
I got this.
Oh, no. You don't need to do that.
Sure, I got it.
He drops 4 coins.
Richard, you wouldn't happen to take yen or rupees, would you?
I don't think so.
Elizabeth pays.
Thank you. I'll get the next one, okay?
He has a rabbit's foot.
Thanks, buddy.
So is that a lucky charm?
You don't recognize it?
I do not.
It's yours. You used to have it on your backpack all through middle school.
So how did you end up with it?
Funny story. When we were about 12 years old, me, you, Louise, George, we went to the movies. I was being myself, as I am. But you decided to report me to the usher for speaking.
Oh, I am sure I didn't do that.
Oh, you most certainly did. And while you three were walking off into the sunset, and I was being accosted by security, this rabbit's foot fell off your bag. Picked it up, so I was going to give it back to you, but then I thought to myself, no.
Wow, David. I'm so sorry that I annoyed you that day.
Annoying's a bit of a strong word, but you used it.
He eats ice cream.
Napkins.
They walk.
Do you realize the hundreds of annoying things you used to do on a daily basis?
No. But you should have said some.
I did. You just don't remember.
Well, that just sounds very plausible. How about this? Let's take this opportunity for you to get off your chest all the things I ever did to annoy you. Let me have it.
How much time do you have? All right. There was the time your dad drove us to get a Christmas tree. You yelled shotgun, ran ahead of everyone, and made us wait outside the car for over an hour.
I did that.
Mm-hmm. Or July 4th, 1997. Do you remember what happened that day?
Fireworks?
You snatched the fries off my plate and stole my soda.
Wow. What a monster. Just a thought. 1997, that was?
Uh-huh.
Maybe you should let that one go.
See you back at the house, David.
Bye, Lizzie.
She glares. The decorated house.
All right, shh. She's coming. Grant, come here. You can hide.
Guests hide. David ushers an old woman behind a pillar. The mother comes in and people jump out.
I can't believe that! What a surprise!
Somebody told her.
Yes, they did.
It was
me.
David, how could you?
I'm a terrible person. What do you want?
Louise shakes her head. Guests hug Diane. Elizabeth blinks and turns to David.
You know, you don't have to take the blame for something that you didn't do.
Oh, so it was you who spilled the beans. You know, come to think of it, you would have been my most likely suspect. Naughty.
Elizabeth is left open-mouthed. She presses her lips closed and opened. Diane blows out candles on a cake.
Thank you all for this wonderful surprise. My wish was that Peter could see us all together having such a marvelous time.
He's right here with his mom.
He taps his heart.
If I could just take a minute to talk about my wonderful children.
Oh, get ready for the annual Why I'm So Proud of My Children speech.
I mean, just look at my extraordinary son, George, getting married to the most wonderful girl. I mean, the Belling family has been in love with Elizabeth for, it seems like, forever. And George and Elizabeth's dental practice is just thriving.
Excuse me. Hello, this is Dr. Belling.
Okay. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. I want to say how proud I am of my amazing daughter, Louise, an award-winning artist, and my truly remarkable son, David. Travels the globe, teaching children in need. You're such a good man.
Thank you. Very kind.
If you ask me, here we go, David needs to stay in one place and get married like his brother. I got married at 18. What's your problem, mister?
It's a fair point, Gran. The answer to that is, I just can't find someone as special as you.
Yeah, always the charmer. You listen to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Love is not something you find. Love is something that finds you when you least expect it.
Elizabeth joins George, who scowls at his phone.
George, what is it?
Oh, it's Mrs. Valenzuela. She says she has an unbearable toothache.
Can Dr. Willis handle it?
You know, Mrs. Valenzuela and her dental anxiety. She had such a bad experience with her last dentist. Her son said she'd only see me.
Well, I don't blame her. I can't think of a more brilliant dentist to handle whatever problem she's having.
Well, I'll only be gone the night. I've scheduled for her to come in first thing in the morning. Will you survive without me?
I'll try.
I'm gonna grab my things.
He pecks her cheek and leaves. Clouds gather over the house. George leaves, passing David and the golden retriever outside.
All right. Oh,
hello, Tilly.
Big storm coming, George.
Think so?
Oh, yeah. Look at those clouds. Drive safe, okay?
Thank you. Hold down the fort.
I will. Hey, George. I read that, that article that you wrote in the dental magazine.
What did you think?
I thought it was really interesting, especially the part about how oral infections in childhood could actually increase the risk of that, a thing in adulthood.
You mean atherosclerosis?
That's the thing. That's the thing. I thought it was very cool how you figured that out.
Mom, you didn't understand a word, did you?
No, not a word. But it does not make it any less impressive, buddy.
You're impressed?
Of course. I'm very proud of my big brother.
Well, I'm very proud of you, too, you know.
Oh, I gotta hear this. Go ahead.
Sometimes I wish that I could be as liberated as you and just take off and live day by day as life comes.
Well, okay. I'll book tickets right now, George. Where do you want to go? Come on, why not?
Well, that's just the thing. See, I'm not a why not kind of guy. I'm the guy that just asks why.
Almost had you.
I did, almost.
You were going to come.
Almost. Have a good night, David.
You too, buddy. Safe drive, okay?
Thank you.
David smiles. George drives away into the night. Lightning flashes across the sky. Elizabeth wakes up in bed. The clock reads 2 in the morning. She takes off her sleep mask and dental guard.
What is going on? I can't believe this.
She gets up, grabs a robe, and goes downstairs. David dances alone in the kitchen, using a wooden spoon as an air guitar.
I do not want any cake. Do you realize it's 2:00 in the morning? I'm surprised you haven't woken up the whole house.
You seem a little tense, Lizzie.
I am tense because I was just woken up by David's one-man rock band.
Well, since you're up, why not get you a little something?
Yeah, you could get me something. You could get me turning down the music because some of us are trying to sleep.
You're absolutely correct. Some apology milk. I'm sorry. I'm still on Tibetan time.
Well, the rest of us are not on Tibetan time. The rest of us are trying to maintain our usual 8.25 hours of sleep per night.
Well, that is yeah, a very specific amount of time, Elizabeth. God, I love this song. Isn't it so good? It just makes you want to dance.
No, I do not love that song.
Feel free to help yourself with that cake, all right?
I'd rather not.
Okay, then feel free to join me in the dance. I'm going to be over here dancing.
She stumps after him.
David, it is 2:00 in the morning. I want to go to sleep. I do not want to have a dance party, and I do not want to eat peanut butter cake.
Hold on now. There's peanuts in there.
Yes. What's the matter with you? Can't you taste it? It's funny.
No.
That's not funny, David.
No. He collapses.
David! 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 Are you okay? David, wake up. Wake up. Wake up.
Shh. I'm trying to sleep.
She snarls.
Is that your idea of a joke?
More of a performance piece, really.
You think it's funny to make me believe you're dead?
I was going for unconscious, but I'll be the first to admit that I'm not a very good actor.
You have been trouble from the very start. You take nothing seriously. You break all the rules, and I don't like rule breakers. So here's what we're gonna do, David. We're gonna keep our distance for the rest of the time you're home. We're gonna be like two ships passing in the night.
He smiles.
It's poetic.
She glares.
I'm sorry.
She storms back upstairs. A construction crew halts George's car at a bridge strewn with rubble.
Excuse me, what's going on here?
Lightning struck the bridge. Whoa, 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 where are you going? Can't cross the bridge. Island's closed. Inspector should be here shortly. Let us know how the assessment's going.
Is there much damage?
Well, as far as I can tell, the lightning looks like it might have got the king post, some of the framing braces, probably 10 or 12 transoms.
Oh, I see. Well, then I will just wait here until the repairs are done.
All right, suit yourself. Could be 3 or 4 days, maybe even a couple weeks.
2 weeks? I need to get across the bridge today. My engagement party is on Friday, and I promised to meet my fiancé today so that we can meet with the florist and the rental company and the wedding cake designer.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you and your fiancé, but you two lovebirds are going to have to plan your wedding from this side of the bridge.
George sets his jaw and pounds his steering wheel. Elizabeth sits at a lawn table looking out over the flat expanse of water. The dog lays next to her. David joins her with coffee.
Good morning, Tilly. How are you? Oh, I'm good, thank you for asking. How did you sleep?
How did I sleep?
Oh, I slept like a baby. How about you? What's that? Tilly, shh. She's right there. She can hear you.
Elizabeth snatches her phone and stands.
Hello, George? Hello? You're breaking up. I can't hear you. The bridge? Did you just say lightning strike? Hello, George? You're breaking up again. I can't hear you.
David sips his coffee.
Did you hear about a lightning strike on the bridge?
Yes.
So why didn't you tell me?
Two ships passing in the night, right?
She inhales and scowls, grabbing her coffee and leaving. She stomps down the side of the road holding an armload of folders. David's vintage truck pulls up next to her.
Oh, hi. Need a ride?
No, thank you.
Are you sure? Looks like you got a lot of junk in your hands.
It isn't junk. It's important research. I'm planning a wedding, you know.
Oh, I do know. I also know George's got your car, so why don't you hop in? I'll take you wherever you want to go.
I'm just going to the florist, only a few blocks away.
Perfect. I'll get you there in 2 minutes.
I'm fine. Have a nice day.
Look, Lizzie, stop.
She stops.
You're marrying my brother. We're going to be family. For George's sake, how about you and I call a truce?
For George? All right. Truce.
Well, hold on now. You sure you don't want to ride?
Okay, but only if you promise to stay inside the vehicle while I'm talking to the vendors, deal?
Deal. Hop in.
She gets in the passenger seat next to Tilly. David gets out of his truck outside the bakery. He gets Tilly out of the passenger door. Inside, Elizabeth speaks to a woman surrounded by elegant cakes.
Girl, hey, wait for me.
So, as you can see from my notes and diagrams, I have a pretty clear idea of what I want the cake to look like.
I see.
A six-tier monochromatic cake with sugar petals down the side and then a single sugar pearl at the tip of each leaf.
Lovely. We can do that.
Great.
Be with you in a minute, sir.
I'm good. Thank you.
David eats cake.
Excuse me just one moment. What are you doing?
Is this lemon?
We had a deal. You were going to wait outside until I finished my meetings. Now, why don't you just sit down and try not to interrupt?
I can do that.
I'm so sorry, Sylvia. Right, so I would like a vanilla cake, all vanilla, nothing but vanilla.
A lot of vanilla.
Did you say something?
No. Sorry to interrupt. You were saying how fond you were of vanilla. I mean, imagine, if you will, a world where only vanilla exists. No butterscotch, no coconut, no rocky road. I suspect in a vanilla world, oceans wouldn't get crossed, mountains never climbed. Civilizations never discovered. Perhaps I'm being dramatic.
This is not about Magellan discovering a new world. This is about my wedding cake.
You're absolutely right. I apologize. I'm just gonna sit here.
He mimes sipping his lips and throwing away the key.
Where were we?
Sugar petals.
Right, sugar petals. So the floral inspired decor would you think vanilla is dull?
I think vanilla's playing a little bit safe. And from my observation all the years that I've known you, Elizabeth, you do tend to play it safe. Maybe it's because you want people to think that you're a responsible, practical, safe person, but deep down, I think you're actually a Neapolitan ice cream sundae with sprinkles, maybe even a little cherry on top.
She blinks.
If you just let go once in a while, you might discover that you're not vanilla, not at all.
Sylvia, let's go with the vanilla.
You got it.
Elizabeth whips around. David smirks. They drive back down the road.
You think I'm dull, don't you?
No, in fact, that's the opposite of what I was trying to express.
Well, why don't you just say it? I won't be angry. You think my life with George is dull and uninteresting, at least compared to your life.
Well, someone's got to hold down the fort so us crazies can act out.
She eyes him.
Well, maybe nothing.
No, go ahead. You started. Maybe what?
Maybe sometimes I get a bit sick of holding down the fort. Maybe I don't want to be just vanilla. Maybe I want to be chocolate and strawberry too.
All right.
He cranks the wheel.
Wait, where are we going?
You'll see.
He does a U-turn.
Hold on, Magellan. You're about to discover a whole new world.
The Oyster Bar.
You've been here before, right?
Once.
You grew up here and you've only been in the Flying Otter Oyster Bar one time.
Well, I don't know, David. I didn't plan it.
Well, we're going to fix that. Sandy, my everything.
The waitress brings trays of oysters.
Lizzie, Sandy, Lizzie.
Yeah, we've met.
Enjoy.
Okay.
You're going to love this.
We are going to finish this entire thing. The bell's going to ring. We're going to have that pie.
He hands her an oyster.
Come on. I believe in you.
She wrinkles her nose.
There it is. Bottoms up.
She slurps the oyster from its shell.
Mm. How is it? Delicious, isn't it?
Mm-mm. That's terrible. But I want that bell to ring. I want that pie.
That's the spirit. Okay, here we go. Let's dig in. This is yours. Throw that one down. We're all done. Little for me. Little for you.
Squeezes lemon.
Cheers. Here we go.
They down oyster after oyster. Elizabeth cringes.
Nope. Very nice. Congratulations.
And to you.
I'm very proud of you.
They swig beer. The waitress brings pie.
Mandy.
And there we go. Enjoy your pie.
Thank you.
There it is. All of its glory. Get ready. Here it comes.
She takes a bite.
Is it all that you dreamed it would be? Nice. You got something right here.
He wipes cream from her lip. She stares at him. He grins.
What? Do I have more cream?
No, you don't. That's just crazy.
What's crazy?
You and George are getting married.
Yeah? That's happening? What about you? You ever think about getting married?
Oh, me, no.
Nobody special in your life?
Never in one place long enough.
Have you ever even been in love?
I mean, aside from Melanie Greenberg in the sixth grade.
Oh, Melanie Greenberg and all of her braces. My poor little lips were never the same.
I'm being serious. Don't you want to be in love? Get married, start a family, the whole circle of life thing?
Nothing about me goes in a circle, Lizzie. Or a straight line, for that matter.
Okay. So you're just going to zigzag your way through the rest of your life?
I don't know about all that, but I'm going to zigzag my way over to that dance floor. Join me.
No, thank you.
Come on, Lizzie. I'll zig. You zag. It's okay to cut loose and have a little bit of fun, Elizabeth. You can't leave me out here all by myself. You coming? There she comes. There she comes. Elizabeth, lady and gentlemen, here she is. What's she gonna do?
She dances awkwardly.
Oh, wow. It's like a solar eclipse. I can't look directly at it.
Stop it.
No. No, no, no.
She shows her phone.
George is going.
We'll call him back.
I should take it.
One song. You were just getting into it. 2 minutes. We'll call him right back.
She hangs up.
I can't believe you did that.
You just told me to do that.
How do you feel?
Like I am breaking the rules?
He twirls her.
Journey! A troublemaker on her hands. I'm going straight to prison.
They dance. In a small hut at the edge of the water, Louise paints on an easel. Eugene approaches.
Hi, Louise.
Hi.
I hope I'm not interrupting.
No, no, not at all. Come on in.
He enters the artist's studio holding his mail bag. She shows him the painting of lily pads.
What do you think?
I like it.
Really?
Yeah. I like what you did with the reflections on the water.
She smiles.
You know, the other day I noticed you were painting something with mallards.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, I remembered that my father had one of these. And I thought maybe it could keep you company. You know, like you artists say, for inspiration.
Thank you. That's really thoughtful. Why don't you put it over there?
Here?
Yeah.
He puts the duck decoy on a table.
Oh, that's perfect.
Yes. Well, see you around, Louise.
See you.
She goes back to painting. He hesitates in the doorway, smiles, and leaves. She glances over her shoulder at the duck and smiles, then gazes after Eugene. In the house, Diane holds a casserole dish and inhales deeply. Elizabeth comes in.
Mmm, smells so good in here.
Oh, hi, honey.
Hi. Hey, have you seen Louise?
You know, I think she's out in the studio with Eugene.
Really?
Oh, don't get too excited. No, our Louise has sworn off relationships after 2 broken engagements. Oh my gosh, look at the time. I've got to get this to Mother.
Why don't I take it for you?
Oh, you don't mind?
Sure. Besides, before you know it, she'll be my grandmother too.
Elizabeth carries the casserole to Grandma in the garden.
Oh, Elizabeth, how wonderful to see you.
Diana sent this for you.
So much food. Who could eat so much food? So, how's the wedding planning going?
It's been interesting. George got stuck on the other side of the bridge, so David has actually been dropping me off at my appointments.
Let me tell you who's running that bridge. Nincompoops, that's who.
Grandma pours tea.
Want to know who else is a nincompoop?
Who?
My grandson, George.
What?
Imagine leaving a beautiful girl like you all alone on the other side of the bridge.
It was Mother Nature. It wasn't George's fault.
Why, if I were a young man and I saw you, I'd sweep you off your feet and never leave your side.
Is that what Grandpa Lou did? He swept you off your feet?
Not exactly.
She sips tea.
Let me let you in on a little secret.
Mm.
Before I married Lou, I had a boyfriend.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Well, it's true. Martin Moretti, know him?
Mr. Moretti, the dry cleaner?
Mm-hmm, that's him.
Oh.
We both grew up together. We used to love sailing around the island, going to see movies in town, and we just loved to go dancing. Boy, oh boy, we were something else on that dance floor. Every move perfectly in sync. People used to say that Martin and I were a match made in heaven.
So why didn't you marry him?
Blah. Why would I want to marry someone who is exactly like me?
She shrugs.
All right, then how did you end up marrying Grandpa Lou?
Well, you know, after we met, he really started to grow on me, little by little. He challenged me, and that was a good thing. And with him, I found I could always be myself. The real Vivian, not to mention We had this wonderful connection.
She waggles her fingers.
We used to call it that zing.
Zing?
Well, it's just a feeling. You can't force zing. And you can't deny it if it's there.
Right.
And even though Lou didn't like to sail and he didn't like to dance, every time that man held me in his arms, I would just go weak in the knees. Like Jell-O. Every single time. I'm sure like you and David.
You mean like me and George?
That's what I said.
Grandma's eyes dart. Elizabeth nods and both women sip tea. Elizabeth spins an antique globe on a stand in the living room. David saunters in.
Every time I come in here reminds me of my dad. I remember he used to read to us from that chair right there.
One of my favorite childhood memories.
Really? Mm-hmm. The best is when he read Robin Hood. He did the greatest voice of Friar Tuck.
That's right.
I love the way he did those voices.
Me too.
Look at these places. China, India, Nepal. It's all so beautiful.
So is that how you do it? You just spin the globe and point to a place and that's how you choose where to go next?
It's a good start, no?
David raises his index finger and plunks it on the globe.
Himalayas.
I wonder if when you're in these faraway places, if you ever feel like there's a part of you that's missing.
Sometimes when I'm on the other side of the planet, I sleep and I do dream of being home. Sometimes I wake up and I long to be back with the people I love, the people I left behind. Well, that's why you're so lucky, Lizzie.
I'm so lucky?
Yes, you're very lucky.
Oh.
There is a part of me that wonders what it would be like to be that important person for somebody else. And you have that? You're that missing piece that makes someone's heart whole, like you said.
He turns away and picks up a thick book.
The truth is, you can climb the highest mountain and swim the widest river. Still never find that. Oh my goodness, it's still here.
What?
You gotta come see this.
He pulls a paper out of the book.
Do you remember this?
Her jaw drops. A list, places to visit in Italy.
How did you find this?
I watched you write that note when you were 13. Right over there. I didn't want you sticking in this book. Of course, I had to come read it.
To go to Rome so bad.
Mm-hmm.
I thought maybe we'd go as a family, but then my parents split up. Look at all the places I wanted to go. Trevi Fountain, Colosseum, Sistine Chapel.
Did you ever end up going?
No.
No? Come on, Lizzie, you gotta go. What's stopping you?
I just can't see that happening anytime soon.
Maybe there's a piece of your heart that's missing, too. A piece of you that's in this list right here that girl wrote all those years ago.
She looks at the list. He smiles.
I gotta call George.
Yes, of course. I'll leave you to it. Say hello to the man for me.
David leaves her looking at the list. The artist's studio at the end of a peninsula. Louise paints and David walks in.
Where have you been?
Inside with Elizabeth, sorry. Lost track of time.
That's nice.
What's nice?
That you and Elizabeth are finally friends.
He inspects a brush.
You know, I think you bring out a different side of her.
Oh, yeah? How so?
I don't know. I mean, when she's around you, she's a lot lighter and she's less Elizabeth and more Lizzie.
Yeah, she's pretty great.
I know, I've been telling you that for years.
Oh, don't you just know everything?
Uh-huh. I bet you regret all those years when you and Elizabeth didn't get along.
Yeah, between her lists, my dancing and carrying on, we thoroughly annoyed each other. But we're all adults now. We can move on from that.
Well, good. Well, I guess you and Elizabeth have found that thing that Grandma Vivian always talks about. You know, that thing.
He frowns at her.
Grandma was talking about what she had with Grandpa Lou. I don't got a zing with Lizzie. I got a zing with nobody. I'm zingless.
Come on.
George and Lizzie, they got a zing. Since they're perfect for each other. It's just an off-the-charts zing.
Louise frowns and nods. Evening. Louise and Elizabeth dry dishes in the kitchen. Eugene knocks on the door.
Hi, Eugene.
You're working late.
I don't mind.
Louise, Eugene is looking tired. Perhaps he'd like some coffee?
Oh, yeah, we just made a fresh pot. Would you like some?
I'd love some. Thanks.
Cream, sugar?
Black is fine.
Okay.
Have you eaten much today, Eugene?
Not much.
Oh, we have some pie. Would you like a piece?
I'd love one.
Okay. It's apple. Oh, right. There you go.
She gives him pie and a fork. He takes a bite.
You made this?
Oh, no. That was all Louise.
You like it?
I think it's the best pie I've ever eaten.
Louise grins.
I'm just gonna...
Elizabeth leaves them.
So, I've been meaning to ask you, how much does a first-class stamp cost?
I'm glad you asked.
I can't understand you when you're laughing like that. Denise put the mouthwash in the break room refrigerator?
Yes.
Yeah, that's really funny.
Yes, it is.
You're breaking up again. I guess just call me back, George.
She hangs up and her mouth twists to the side. She goes into a games room where David watches TV.
Sorry, I didn't realize anyone was in here.
Ever seen this movie? Best Western ever made. Seen it probably 1,000 times. It's better every time.
A black and white Western. Elizabeth sits on the edge of the sofa.
Would you like to watch something else?
There's this dating show that I like, and tonight the guy is supposed to propose to the girl that he chooses.
We can watch that.
Really?
Yeah, sure, why not? How about it?
She smiles and clicks the remote. A couple hugs with roses.
I always believe that there's no time frame for love. Serena, I've fallen in love with you. Oh,
that makes me so happy that you said that. I'm thankful for you, Chad. I'm ready to give myself.
You're kidding, right?
What?
Some romance?
What do you mean, what's wrong with it?
What's wrong with it? He doesn't even believe what he's saying. You don't think this is real, do you?
Yeah, I kind of do.
Okay.
He smirks.
It's moving. They're both flight attendants. They have a lot in common.
Bag of peanuts and flight magazines. That's what they got in common.
What do you know about romance?
Oh, don't you come for me. I'm the most romantic guy you've ever met.
That's so.
That is so.
Then how would you romance this girl?
How would I romance her? You really want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Let's see. I would take her on a boat. Out on the water. Be sunset, of course. And I would take her in my arms and I would say to her, all I love, all I ever need, is you. Without you, my love, I am lost.
He eats popcorn.
Every time I look at you, I am breathless.
She gazes at him.
Every time I hold you in my arms, I feel like I'm home. I loved you yesterday. I love you today. I love you tomorrow.
Her lips part. Daytime. Elizabeth smiles up at the treehouse perched in the branches of a tree. David sits on the edge playing guitar.
What are you doing?
Serenading myself. Would you care to join me so it's less sad?
No, thank you. I was actually wondering if you could drive me into town again. I have another couple appointments.
Of course. All I ask is that you climb up here and you join me.
I said no, thank you. My mom never wanted me in that treehouse. I don't think she trusted the ladder.
Your mother was a smart woman. The only problem is that sometimes, to find happiness, you gotta reach for what's just beyond your grasp.
Come on.
They stand in a dishware store.
I got a confession to make. I don't understand this whole wedding registry thing at all.
You're just supposed to do it so that people can get you what you really want.
He rolls his eyes.
All right. Well, if that's the case, if I was getting married, I would want...
a fish dish.
This.
That's ridiculous.
It is ridiculous. Do you know what else is ridiculous? The fact that you have a list that you're using to make another list so that people can buy you presents, apparently from the goodness of their hearts, but only exist on those two lists.
That's not really the point.
Okay.
Ooh. Now this is actually perfect.
So perfect. A white, plain plate. That's how you want to celebrate your love.
It's timeless.
It's timeless, I'll give you that. Oh! Now this. That's a wedding essential right there.
Golden flying pigs?
Yep.
What am I supposed to do with those?
A reminder that anything is possible. Pigs can fly. I don't know, Lizzie. They're fun. Look at them. They're cute. I'll have you know that when you were a kid, you were the one who would find a joy in all the little things. For instance, do you remember that ring that Louise gave you 1 year for Christmas?
With the pearl?
But you didn't care about that ring, did you? All you cared about was that cute little box that it came in.
Well, that was a thing of beauty.
It was.
She painted all those unicorns on it. I saved that for years.
And the ring?
No idea. But that was a really long time ago. I believed in unicorns then, but people change.
Yeah. Well, if it's all the same to you, I'm going to hold on to my memory of that little girl who believed in unicorns.
He smiles at her. She walks away. He looks at a golden pig with wings on the wall and scans it with the registry scanner. Elizabeth looks at toasters and sighs.
Oh, good. You found the toasters. Okay. It says here you and Georgie boy wanted a 4-slice toaster.
I changed my mind. I want a 2-slice toaster.
Okay, sure. What about a crumb tray? It says here that...
No. I like crumbs.
All right.
I really... really like crumbs.
His brows raise.
And one more thing, David. Not everything has changed. I still find joy in the little things in life.
The crumbs. So if a crumb is going to bring you joy, crumbs are you should get.
She aims the registry gun and scans a 2-slice toaster.
Oh, my goodness. What have you done? What else do you want?
I don't know.
World is your oyster. Take your pick.
She looks around.
What's it gonna be?
I want that.
A ceramic pigeon with a crown.
That's not on your list.
I don't care. I want it anyway.
Wow. Okay, what's next?
This. I want
whatever this is.
That's a rabbit toilet paper dispenser. Every home should have one of those. What's next? What else you want? Come on.
This.
Show the people. What else do you want?
She scans him.
Sorry. Scanner slipped. I don't know what happened.
It's okay.
She brushes past him. A long-haired young man puts a record on a turntable and bobs to the beat.
Now, lots to decide on for your wedding music.
Joey, let the dog out!
In a minute, Mom. I'm with clients. We need to decide on your entrance music, the father-daughter dance, the cutting the cake song, and of course, the first dance. You said you have a list?
You got your list.
She gapes and feels her pockets.
I don't. I'm so sorry. I don't know what I did with my list.
I'm gonna go check the car.
That's okay. I've got plenty of ideas for you too.
He's not my fiancé.
Oh, sorry.
It's okay.
I just assumed. Well, anyways, what do you think of this for your first dance?
Sorry. Be right back.
Joey leaves them under a spinning disco ball. They grin.
DJ Joey.
Oh. I must have left my list at the house. We should probably head back.
Well, hold on. DJ Joey. Not a heck of a presentation here. I think this song is pretty nice. You want to take it for a spin? See if you like it.
Fine.
All right.
They slow dance.
Oh my goodness, what is happening down here?
I know how to dance, David.
Of course, just thinking maybe one of us should lean.
Okay, show me then.
All right, hand. Shoulder, you had it before. Bear with me. Step. There it is. Easy. Listen to the music. See how you feel.
They sway.
Wagging you there.
She pulls back.
You okay?
Mm-hmm.
You sure? One more slower. Let's go slower. Alright.
They sway slowly. Joey returns.
Sorry about that.
What do we think of the song?
Well, DJ Joey, I think the song is, I think it's perfect for the bride and groom. What do you think, Elizabeth?
Yeah. I think I will just meet you back at the house.
She leaves.
I'm gonna need a 50% deposit up front.
Not the time, Joe. I'm gonna call you later.
Okay.
Elizabeth in the oyster bar.
And then he says, sure, I'll watch your dating show with you. Because apparently he knows all about romance. But trust me, I don't need David Belling telling me about romance.
Are you gonna order a platter soon? Because I'm supposed to take my break.
Yeah, sure. But what I really want is pie.
Great. One platter coming up.
I had my whole life figured out. Everything was written down on lists. But today, I lost my list.
The waitress brings her pie.
No oysters?
Well, kind of seemed like you could use a piece of pie today.
Thank you. Don't worry. It's just pre-wedding jitters. I'm gonna marry George. Truth is, I didn't even know you could go weak in the knees until
George.
She digs into the pie.
Okay, I'm gonna go take my break. Enjoy that pie.
She eats pie glumly, surrounded by energetic patrons. houses on the rocky coast, Eugene carries a large canvas to Louise's studio.
Oh. Where do you want this, Louise?
Just with me is fine. Thanks. Oh, hey, Eugene. Thanks for helping me.
My pleasure.
She kisses his cheek. He grins and touches his cheek as he gets back into his mail truck. Elizabeth stands at the base of the tall ladder going up to the treehouse. She grips a rung and starts climbing, wobbling heavily. She slips and steps back on the ground. David appears.
Don't give up now, you almost got it.
Thought I was alone.
Yeah, and I thought we were doing wedding stuff. May I make a suggestion?
No.
Okay.
She grips the rung again and stares it down. She begins hauling herself up but falls again.
You okay?
Fine. I can't do it while you're looking at me.
Of course. Yes, ma'am.
She dusts off her hands.
You know, I've been thinking.
What you've been thinking?
Just everything that's happened since the bridge went down. For as long as I can remember, every aspect of my life has been planned. Get good grades, go to college, go to dental school, marry George, run my dental practice. It's all written down.
What's wrong with that?
I've just been thinking about that list you showed me in the book. All the places I wanted to see in Rome. And I found myself wondering, why haven't I been to any of those places? All George and I ever do is just work all day and go to conferences on weekends and I know that for you, a trip is just a small thing, but...
Small things are the big things. Good things only happen from all the hundreds of tiny steps you take along the way.
I need to start taking those tiny steps. With George.
Sure.
We need to take some time away from the practice and go to Rome. You can picture George at the Colosseum, right?
Of course. I can picture that.
Great! That's what I'm gonna do then. As soon as George gets here, I'm going to tell him about our new plan.
All right.
But first, I'm gonna climb this ladder.
Right.
She begins climbing anew, this time succeeding in climbing up, rung after rung.
Take your time. You got it. Stay close. You got it. A little further.
Oh my goodness.
Pull yourself over.
She stands on the deck of the treehouse, gripping the railing and looking out at the view of the water.
How's the view?
She looks down.
Amazing.
He smiles up at her. In the city, George marches through the dental office in a white coat. He almost runs into his assistant.
Oh, Dr. Belling.
Denise.
Your sister called. The Echo Island Bridge is reopening tomorrow.
Oh, that's good news.
Yeah.
Thank you, Denise.
For what?
Thank you for always putting in extra hours, even when not asked.
Oh, well, it's my pleasure.
Well, I imagine there's probably 1,000 other places you'd rather be than here.
Not really. I really enjoy my job, so truthfully, there's no place I'd rather be.
He nods awkwardly and they smile at each other. David and Elizabeth watch a cowboy gallop on a white horse while eating popcorn.
So what is the sheriff doing?
He's trying to catch the bad guys. Spoiler, he always does.
Clever.
You don't like this movie, do you? You can know.
Louise.
Hey, spoke to Bob Dooley today.
Uh-huh.
And the bridge is reopening in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
So, George will be back soon.
The power goes out.
Nice.
They carry lanterns through the basement.
So will you be leaving once the bridge reopens?
No. Gotta stay for the engagement party, right?
He opens the fuse box.
All right. Told her to change this thing a million times, Mom.
Wow, look at all these boxes. Jeez, Louise, that's a lot of them. Here's one of yours.
She grabs a box labeled David.
It's in here.
She opens the box.
Oh, that is a lot of souvenirs and travel books.
Can I see that book, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
So, have you really been to all of these places?
Yeah. Yeah, pretty much.
London, Amsterdam.
She lifts a book.
Paris.
After you and George go to Rome, you gotta stop in Paris. Everybody's gotta see Paris once. Walk along the Seine. Wander the streets of Montmartre. You gotta stop at this little place in the 5th arrondissement that has the best profiteroles that you will ever have. They just melt your mouth.
What if George doesn't want to go to Paris?
I mean, Lizzie, you talk a lot about George's plan and what he wants, but I know George would want to do what you want to do, too. So what do you want?
I want to go to Paris.
Then you should go to Paris.
What will people think?
Lizzie, sometimes people around you aren't going to understand your journey. That's okay. I don't need to. It's not for them. Lizzie, maybe nobody's told you this before, but it's okay for you to chase your own happiness.
She gazes at him. He smiles warmly. The lights turn back on.
Et voila.
She puts the travel book back in the box.
Bonne nuit.
Good night.
She goes upstairs. David turns and picks up a small book on Italy. He thumbs through it and looks after Elizabeth, his brow furrowed. George's car pulls into the home's driveway. Elizabeth paces outside, staring out at the water. She glances longingly at the treehouse.
Elizabeth!
George, you're back!
He pecks her cheek.
Are you all right?
Yes. Yes, I was just about to go for a walk. Do you want to join me?
Sure. Oh, I hope you don't mind. I registered us for a seminar this September at the university. Fixed metallic replacements versus dental implants. I couldn't resist. It sounded so fun.
Yeah, sure, George, whatever you want. Actually, while you were gone, I did some thinking, and I think I've come up with a pretty fun plan for us.
Another seminar?
Not exactly. I think that we should put things on hold for a couple of months and travel the world.
Elizabeth, I already said I do not want to go to South America. I have no interest in ziplining across the Andes. And this is certainly not the time to leave our practice.
Okay, just hear me out, George. This could actually be the perfect time for us to do something like this. We don't have kids. We haven't bought a house yet. It could be the adventure of a lifetime. And we don't have to go to South America. We could go to Rome. Did I ever tell you how much I've always wanted to see the Colosseum? And then we could go to Paris and eat profiteroles.
Do I need to remind you that this fall we have a dental convention, 3 seminars, 2 lectures, and not to mention our patients, who I assure you will not be very happy to know that their dentists are gallivanting across Europe.
Sure, you're right. Just a crazy idea. Maybe someday we can go?
Maybe someday, when we're very old and very gray, we'll go to Paris.
He smiles tightly.
Dance with me.
What?
I want to dance with you.
Now?
Yes. Now.
She grabs his hand.
Dance? Huh.
She pushes a button on a portable speaker and faces him. He frowns at her.
Are you sure you're all right?
Yes. Just dance with me.
He puts his arms around her and they sway. He blinks with a wrinkled brow.
George, do you think you could hold me a bit closer?
He pulls her to him and continues swaying stiffly.
Done yet?
She smiles.
Yes, George. We're done.
They walk back to the house hand in hand. Nighttime, guests celebrate in the decorated house. Eugene takes the flute of champagne to Louise, Grandma.
When I was a young girl, there was no such thing as an engagement party. Back then, we just got married. No celebration.
Gran, that can't be true.
It's true. Lou and I were married in my mother's kitchen. There was no food, there was no music, no fancy party.
No presents.
Oh, Mother, please. No, there must have been some presents.
No. My father gave us $5 and wished us good luck.
I was married 57 years. What does that tell you?
I'm not totally sure.
Well, if you ask me, the shorter the engagement, the longer the marriage. How long have you been engaged?
Meatballs, Grandma?
Oh, I thought you'd never ask.
Elizabeth, would you like to go and dance? Yeah? Georgie?
Oh, no. Thank you, David.
Let's go.
David and Elizabeth go to the dance floor.
Elizabeth!
Hi.
Thanks again for the invitation. This place is amazing.
Good. I hope you're having a good time. And who's this?
David Belly.
Abby.
Abby, nice to meet you. Excuse me one moment, I'm gonna put these down.
So this is David.
Abby raises her brows.
Oh, I guess she's going.
David offers his hand to Elizabeth.
Let's go.
He twirls her.
Come on.
She shimmies.
There it is. My goodness, there it is.
That's the best.
Don't you flatter me.
He pulls her close.
It seems to happen to us a lot.
Yeah.
They slow dance. He pulls away.
You all right?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what that was. I'm sorry.
Same.
Diane.
Hello, everyone. If you would all head inside the house, we have a wonderful selection of desserts. Come on in.
Guests go inside. David and Elizabeth linger on the dance floor, their fingers stroking each other's hands. They pull their hands apart.
Shall we?
They go in.
And I say, because we need to check for cavities and gum disease. And then she says, do I get a refund if you don't find any?
Excuse me. George, may I speak with you for a moment?
Sure. Excuse me for a minute.
George follows Elizabeth to the kitchen. He eats cake.
George, I was hoping we could talk about the past few days.
What about the past few days?
How do I explain? Once upon a time, there was a lonely little girl who came from a broken family. And one day, this wonderful family moved in across the street. And they were fun and loving and kind. And they welcomed her with open arms. And since then, she's been trying to replicate this perfect family, this perfect life.
What are you trying to say?
She licks her lips.
I've had this one goal and this one plan for how to get there. But I've discovered that sometimes life takes us to unexpected places. And that maybe having a plan for happiness isn't the same as just being happy.
Well, I need to have a plan, Elizabeth.
I know you do, George. And that's great. It is. I used to be that way, too.
Used to?
Ever since the bridge went down, I've realized that I need to find out who I really am. And what actually makes me happy. Without a plan.
I see. And where does that leave us?
She looks down and hands him her engagement ring.
Is there anything I can say to change your mind?
She shakes her head. He smiles slightly.
Well, I guess that's the point. If I have to convince you, then there is no point.
She kisses him on the cheek. David sees them embrace and walks away.
George, wait. Thank you for making every day we had together so perfect.
George nods and bows slightly, walking away from her. She stands alone in the kitchen, her hand on her abdomen. She rejoins the party and hears Louise talk to Diane.
Have you seen David?
He's gone.
Gone? Gone for good?
Oh, you know, David, there's always another adventure on the horizon. Yeah, let's go sit by the fire.
Elizabeth stands stricken. She looks outside and frowns. Text, 1 year later. Sailboats cruise outside the city. Abby, Diane, Louise and Eugene read postcards.
I've been gone for a year, but every time I think about coming home, I find another place on the map. London is absolutely amazing. Today I went to Big Ben. Miss you. Love, Elizabeth. Having the time of my life in Paris. Today I ate the most incredible profiterole. See you soon.
A plane lands in Seattle. Elizabeth rolls her suitcase into her apartment wearing a jacket and beret. She looks at her mail and opens one letter.
Mrs. Diana Belling requests your company at the marriage ceremony uniting Louise Belling and Eugene McLean.
Elizabeth smiles and puts her hand on her heart. At the Bellings' home, waiting guests dance under a white tent. George dances with his dental assistant. DJ Joey speaks in the microphone.
And now, a very special song for the lovely couple, the bride and groom, Louise and Eugene.
Louise and Eugene dance merrily. Elizabeth smiles and sips champagne. David appears beside her.
New dental hygienists have those kinds of moves.
Did you see that she caught the bouquet?
Doesn't look like she's letting go anytime soon.
George waves while shimmying with his assistant. Elizabeth and David wave back, smiling. Eugene twirls Louise.
Aw, look at Louise. She seems so happy.
Yeah.
I think she found a really good man.
I think so too.
Elizabeth looks at David.
You know, I wanted to write to you. Just didn't know where to send the postcards.
David steps past her and holds out his hand. He nods away from the party.
Come on.
She takes his hand and they go out to the water's edge where torches flicker in the night air. He holds her hand and looks at her.
I tried writing you too.
He gives her a book.
Just a very long time ago. Open it.
She opens the Italy book. Inside, a list of places and a note.
Trevi Fountain, Colosseum, Sistine Chapel. I don't know where any of these places are, but if you want to go, I want to go. But only with you. Love, David.
I was 13 years old when I wrote that note. Right after I read yours, I put it in that book right there, hoping that one day maybe you would find it. But you never did. Not the smartest idea of all time, but it was okay. Because you were happy. And so you asked me once if I'd ever been in love. The answer is just once. And I never stop. For me, it's always been you. I loved you yesterday. I love you today. I love you tomorrow.
He steps close. They gaze at each other.
Dance with me?
He puts his arms around her and holds her close. They sway together in the firelight, the party in the background.
I thought I might get a kiss with that line.
They pause and kiss deeply. They lock eyes and hold each other tight in a passionate kiss. In the treehouse, they lay under a blanket with popcorn kissing. David points to the screen and puts a popcorn kernel in her mouth.
Sorry, hold on. He's gonna propose. Just once.
I thought you didn't like these dating shows.
Well, here you are.
Love and stuff.
They cuddle and grin.